So we have in the studio with us right now Jennifer, Jesse, Michaela, and Nick.
Yep.
From LA garage punk band Bleached.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hi. It's your first time in Australia. How are you guys finding it?
We love it. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's. I feel like we're just at home sometimes.
Yeah.
It's reminding me of LA.
How are you guys traveling around?
We've been flying everywhere. The only time we drove was from Sydney to Wollongong, and we played a Yours and Al's festival in Wollongong. Cool. Yeah, it was really fun. We know Coat Hangers and Antoine,
Black Mountain.
Skeggs. We don't know Skeggs, actually. We have a mutual friend is all.
Yeah, they're fairly popular.
Yeah, we could tell this girl got topless and people were like singing along on the top of other people's shoulders.
Well, thanks for coming to 4ZZZ to tell us about yourselves and the tour and the whole lot. How did the project start up? Like, it was just the two of you,
Jesse and I.
We're sisters.
And we were in a punk band called Mika Miko. That band broke up and we kind of went our separate ways. So we kind of had Bleached in the works. And finally, I was living in New York and I moved back from New York back to LA and we took Bleached super seriously. And along the way, we played with a lot of different drummers and bassists. And then Michaela joined 3 years ago and has been playing with us. And then Nick joined earlier this year with us.
So, Jesse, when you started, did you have to learn how to play guitar?
I had been playing guitar. Bass was my first main instrument, and then when we started Bleached, I was like, I want to try something new, and I had never, like, really played... I've never, like, performed guitar. It's just always been something I've, you know, lying around the house. I've been playing Les Paul, and it's so much fun. I feel like it's really rock and roll. And lately, I've been into the whole setup of a Marshall and a Les Paul, and I think it's really rad.
Yeah.
Some people would think that's really lame, but I think it's rock and roll.
And I actually don't know what guitar you play.
Well, I
had a look at it, but I couldn't.
I have a few. Like, I have a Fender Mustang that is one of my favorite guitars, but then I also like these, like, Japanese guitars from the 60s, and they're usually not that expensive. Like, I have a Silvertone and a Tysco and a K. They were kind of, like, made for, like, students, I guess, in the 60s. So they're super short scale, which I like a lot.
Cool. So back in April, you released Welcome the Worms. What was the process that went into making that album?
We had been touring so much on Ride Your Heart, our first album.
Yeah.
We decided we needed to, like, take time to actually write the second album and not just, like, work on writing here and there. So we would go to the desert and write together.
The title, Welcome the Worms, comes from an interesting night out.
Yeah. Well, I was, like, on this, like, month trip with my friends where we were doing a lot of mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's a really unhealthy lifestyle. But we just kept doing it every night because nobody had anything to do the next day. And so this one night we took a bunch of mushrooms. And then we more and took them at, like, 9 a.m. and went to this park. And there was this couple that had a, like, DIY religious pamphlet that they made themselves. And it was a bunch of cut and paste images and words. And one of them said, Welcome the Worms. And I thought, this is genius. Like, this is what this record needs to be called. Welcome the Worms just, like, hit me because I felt like it was saying, like, embrace the dark side of life. Like, that life is a package and it's good and bad.
So, you guys have played Perth, Melbourne, Sydney, and a cheeky appearance last night, Yours and Ours. Would you say those crowds different from home in LA to here in Australia? Is it roughly the same?
They're very excited here. I feel like people are really supportive of music. Everywhere we've played, we've had a good crowd. And some of the fans are really intense. Like, today, we had a fan come to the airport. When we were ready to board our flight, and he wasn't flying anywhere, he just wanted to come see us off, and we signed a photo with him, so it's like, whoa, we've never had this before, so it's kind of a new brand of excitement.
Yeah, so of course there's still the show tonight at the Bright Side. But any highlights just throughout the whole trip? I saw you went to the zoo yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Going to see the koalas.
Feeding a kangaroo was crazy.
Seeing the opera house was really awesome.
Yeah.
Just being in Australia is a highlight for me.
Yeah. I was thinking that too, and like playing all these shows has been really awesome, and meeting so many people, and like we've been playing with really cool bands. I feel like everyone's been so nice. Like everyone's been, I haven't met one rude person until today. The lady that checked us in, she was so rude. She was like, "Are you in a band? Are you famous? Where are you playing?" We told her, she's like, "I've never heard of it."
Get off my back.
Hey, this is Bleach.
And you're listening to
4ZZZ.